From Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm Zach Bowman.
From Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Jeffrey Ross.
From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm Ben Sanders.
And I'm Eric Tritko.
And I'm your host, Craig Cole.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode 16, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week, like grieving families cleaning out a grandparent's house after their passing, we find all kinds of old canned goods, bric-a-brac, and maybe even a cohesive zen-like theme. Sure, some of what we discover is worth keeping, but the rest of it we have no use for. So, we'll post it on Craigslist. After all, we're too guilty to throw it away. How else can you get rid of Granddad's clothes, his collection of VHS tapes, and portable dialysis machine? And how else can you make money doing it? Now, if we could only wash the smell of old people in shame from our souls.
Well, you really entertained yourself there, Craig.
I thought so.
Cracking himself up.
Portable and dialysis machine in the same sentence. So, all right, it's after Christmas now. I hope everybody got what they wanted for the holidays. Eric, did you get your spiker?
No.
You got more slacks, didn't you?
No, didn't miss out on those two.
What'd you get then?
Cash.
Oh,
all right.
Hey.
Is that going towards that Kimber?
Possibly. That or paying off my attorney.
Well, one or the other.
Camping out at the middle school again?
No, it's because the cerebral palsy people keep suing me.
May need one if you get the other, maybe. I don't know.
What about you, Zach? Did you get everything you wanted?
Yeah, I got everything I wanted. Lots of Lowe's gift cards for the house. Hold on a second. I've got to fucking kill my cats. Excuse me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Another man with cats.
Click, click. I see he didn't get a canvas bag to drown him in.
Okay. How's that for professionalism?
It's like Jackass the movie, or was it the second one? They've got the guy in the back of the trunk of the cab, and they're driving around. And you guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, we don't know popular culture.
That's right.
Assholes. All of you. Okay, since Christmas was, today, right? We're recording this on a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 25th, so, yeah.
It is a Friday.
It is indeed a Friday. So, in honor of Christmas, we thought we would do a show, a special shorter edition of Roundabout, with the theme of items that we've found on Craigslist that we think are worth talking about. So, we've got, I'm sure, just an all-star lineup of things. And Zach, why don't we start with you, since we went with Eric last time around for our holiday picks episode. Zach, what have you got?
All right. Well, I spend a lot of time on Craigslist killing time, basically, because you never know what you're going to find, you know? You could find, like, the most ridiculous ad ever, you know, somebody wanting 10 grand for their Daewoo or something. And then occasionally you find really just genuine gems. And I found a 1966 Ford Thunderbird convertible. And the ad says that the seller has owned it for 40 years. And it's been in a climate-controlled storage unit for 28 of those. It's got factory air, but the really cool part is it's got the original tonneau cover for the convertible. So it looks like a speedster, essentially. It's just super, super hot car. It's very cool.
Gorgeous car.
He says it's got 6,000 miles on a rebuilt 390 and the transmission. It's just a really hot car. Of course, the guy's asking, $17,000.
So. A chunk of change.
That's a lot of money. But it's a good looking car, triple black, very hot.
Well, cool. That's definitely a hot car.
Oh yeah, very very gorgeous.
No, it says it has a 390 V8.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big block.
Is that the big block? Okay.
It is.
Hmm.
So
must have been one of the smaller big blocks, Eric?
It was. I guess as far as Ford's lineage goes, that was a smaller big block, but it's based on the same architecture as the 429 and the 460. So
the big blocks,
the faux serious big block.
Yeah, Absolutely.
390 was a good motor, though.
Was it?
Absolutely.
I had one in my F-250.
Okay.
It's a good truck motor. Lots of torque in that sucker.
Yep. Yeah,
definitely. Well, speaking of truck motors, your next pick.
Yes. This one's near and dear to my heart. All right, so this is a Vortec 8.1 496 big block. All right, and it's $1,500, which
is... So that's a relatively new engine then.
It is. Yeah. It's, EFI, trucks. All that business.
Yeah.
No transmission attached. It looks like it may have the ECU. That's sort of hard to tell. But it doesn't say anything about it. It doesn't say what it came out of. It doesn't say how many miles it had on it. It doesn't say why it came out. But that's a serious freaking chunk of motor, man. And that could go in any number of things.
Absolutely.
It's the fuel injection's perfect. You plug it up and dial it in with your laptop and zoom, 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 away you go. And, you know, a 500 cubic inch motor, that's a serious, you know. If you want more, you can always put a supercharger on it. Or
what is that, about 500 cubic inches, you said?
It's about that, 496 yeah. is what he says.
That's friggin' gigantic.
It's massive. I don't know what I would do with it. As Mud Monster pointed out, you know, the best part of the ad is the guy said he will trade for anything of value: guns, cars, or cash.
Cash so usually has value.
It does. But I wonder if he would take the AR-15 for this motor.
What would you do with it though, Zach? It would just sit there. Put it in the International, maybe.
I will have something eventually to put it in. I would like to have a Suburban at some point. So maybe like a late 60s Suburban. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine a late 60s Suburban with a fuel-injected 496 in it.
Sweet.
That would be pretty freaking awesome.
A gigantic engine. That's freaking huge.
Did you see the Suburban on that was on the down the street on Jalopnik this week?
No, I missed that.
It was in Alameda or something like this. It was like that dark forest green that GM had in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
It was totally like plain Jane Suburban with that paint job and like black steel wheels, but it was clean and it was just like, yes.
There's just something about those old school Suburbans that are just hot as can be.
Yep.
And I've always wanted to do a modern drivetrain swap on them anyway, because it's a Chevy, man. Everything bolts up more or less, you know? And what doesn't bolt up,
you get a plasma cutter.
Exactly, you get a fucking plasma cutter and make that shit fit. But that's a hop.
What, $1,500 or anything of value,
or an AR-15? AR-15 is a perfect trade right across, man.
There you go.
He's asking 15, he'll take 12.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Of course he will. So what's your last find here?
My last find is something I genuinely want. Ugh. I crave with my inner being. Okay,
Zach. I am taking my glasses off now. I'm setting them on the table. I'm leaning over and putting my hand on my face.
Well, that's okay, because you're uncultured, Craig. You're uncultured. You're uncouth. Okay, I said it. My last pick is a 1982 Subaru Brat 4x4, and it's $1,000. You know how obtainable that is?
It's pretty obtainable.
Very obtainable. Very obtainable. Okay, so the guy says it runs great.
It looks like...
It's the T-top,
midgetized El Camino or something.
This is how I know that you don't know about these cars, man. They go anywhere. They're decent on gas. They've got a bed so you can haul stuff around. They've got jump seats, as Mad Science pointed out
Death
earlier.
Seats.
And this one has T-tops. How can I convey this to you? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a four-speed. You know,
Eric, would you drive this?
Have you seen my Ranger? This would be an upgrade.
I don't know. Let's see. Runs great. Very good on gas. T-tops don't leak. New tires, four-speed, and has the boxer engine.
If it has a thermostat in it so that it has heat, it is definitely an upgrade over the Ranger.
I mean, come on, man.
And it probably even has a radio, which the Ranger doesn't have.
It's burgundy. It's got the matching wheels. It's just, it's
as tasteful as the 80s got.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not a showstopper by any means, but it's pretty cool.
I guess.
It's got chutzpah.
I'm just going to take your word for that.
It does. You should take my
chutzpah. Next time you come up to Detroit... If you make it up to Detroit anytime soon, bring that and we'll talk.
Mud Monster found the Suburban and put the link in the chat room. So it's, and that was the one. That thing is just so cool.
Oh, well done.
So I think you only had three picks then, Zach?
I did. I saved you guys from
shame.
Days upon days of my picking. So yeah.
All right. So with that, very disappointing Subaru brat, I think we can move on to here and hear
you
what.
Just don't understand, man. You just don't understand.
I guess I don't. You're speaking a foreign language.
Evidently.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, what have you got to show us?
Well, the first one I found was this racing lawnmower in Tampa, Florida, with a 17 horsepower.
Well, hold on. Racing lawnmower.
Yeah, didn't you ever watch Home Improvement with Tim Allen racing Bob Vila?
I don't. Dude, it's got stickers on it. You know, that makes it a race car right there.
It does.
Sponsorship.
it's like 3 horsepower per sticker, and I'm looking at least 4 stickers. So
is that
you know.
A Virginia Slim sticker on the side there? So a
Craig,
racing lawnmower.
Craig, before you scoff.
Yes.
I have actually seen racing lawnmowers on the Speed Channel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Look at the front end. Those are slicks.
You're right. Or they're really bald tires. So how did you find this, Jeff? And why did you pick it for your favorites, for your best of Craigslist?
I have 3 categories of my Craigslist cars. You got first stuff like this, just the complete asinine craziness. In this category also goes poor grammar and hysterically written descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
My next category is like the Opel Kadett wagon, just rare stuff I've never seen or heard of before. And then I have the things that I really want and desire, like the Comanche.
Okay. All right. So this is in the outlandish category then, I would assume.
The far outlandish.
Because, I mean, according to the listing, it has a 17-horsepower twin Kawasaki engine. Holy crap.
But, you know,
and it's
how
fast.
I have a racing mower that used to be raced and is still in great condition. It has a 17-horsepower twin Kawasaki engine, and it runs great and is fast. I want to trade it for an old garden tractor, ATV, truck, or car, or question mark. Make me an offer. The worst I can do is say no. Wow. Clearly an English major.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Unfortunately, no price, though.
Oh, that's true. You know, you can get in trouble.
It always frustrates me with the Craigslist posts when people don't put up price. I'm like, this isn't eBay. You know, this is not how this works. I'm not going to bid for your racing lawnmower. You tell me how
as
much
you want.
As
bad as you want it, you're not going to bid on it? Come on.
I'm not going to bid on it? No, he's got to tell me how much he thinks it's worth. You know, I don't want to insult the guy. I don't want to be like, yeah. I'll give you
oh, I've insulted people before.
Oh, yeah, so have I.
You've insulted me, trust me. To my face. I was there.
Twice.
There was one guy, he had a 72 Lincoln, and he said, or like best offer. So I said, do you have any ideas for an offer? He's like, no, what do you got? I'm like, I got $200.
Which realistically was probably a pretty decent offer for that car.
Well, the scrap value has got to be more than that.
That's why I said it. I'm like, at bare minimum, if this thing's a pile of crap, I can scrap it and get my money back.
He didn't like that, I would guess.
He didn't. He had some words for me.
Ooh, young whippersnapper getting fresh with him.
Don't waste my time.
Got to put a figure on that thing, man. You can't
always
just rattle off the mouth like that.
Got to have a starting point at least.
Exactly, exactly.
So I guess what, this mower is located in Zephyr Hills. I'm assuming that's near, what, Tampa?
It's in the Tampa area.
Okay, so I guess if anyone out there listening lives in Tampa and, you know, you're in the market for a racing lawnmower, check out Craigslist.
Tampa Bay Craigslist.
Yeah, looks like it started life as an MTD, maybe. I don't know.
An MTD? What?
MTD mower. It looks like it started life as an MTD mower.
I don't know what that is.
The red mowers.
It's a type of lawnmower, man.
Never heard of it.
Do you not have grass in Michigan?
We have grass. We have John Deere and Cub Cadet and Ingersoll Case.
Oh, so you're those people.
Oh, yeah. We're subdivisionites. Or snapper. How about a snapper?
You know what they say in Virginia? Tractor ain't a tractor unless it's red, white, or blue.
Hmm. Front yard ain't a front yard unless you got a tractor tire painted red, white, and blue with two pink flamingos stuck in there and marigolds growing around.
Front yard's a front yard unless you got a car on cinder blocks and a dryer parked next to it.
And the dryer runs better than the car.
So I think that's enough for this racing mower. Frankly, I've had enough of it now. So Jeff, why don't you mentioned your two other posts. Why don't we move on to the vintage model that you've selected, you've hand selected here for us.
The vintage
is a 70 Opel Kadett L wagon. I just never heard of it before. But it's a sharp little car.
Yeah.
Looks like a three-door.
You're Helen Keller.
It looks wide enough for about a European person only. Mm-hmm. No Americans will fit in here.
Yeah. It is a little bit narrow in the beam.
As a monster tack, though, that's got to be worth something.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep the engine on the boil, you know?
That's right.
I'm sure it has, like, you know, maybe 48 horsepower or something.
So is that a wooden grill? Is this like a?
It sure looks like it. Oh, okay. Maybe it's the same guy that had the cardboard window last week.
Oh, maybe it is.
That's right.
He moved to Florida.
I really enjoy the interior trim in this car.
You mean the
just
lack
to
of?
Say there isn't any.
Exactly. And also, what's the red thing on the floor on the passenger side up front? Is that a speaker on the floor there?
Looks like a miniature sombrero or something.
I didn't know if it was like a Sony Explode system or something like that.
It does look that way, though.
Exploded through the floorboard.
It's probably something that fell off when the guy was backing up and he figured it'd be a good idea to pick it up.
Or the upholstery that looked like a raccoon went to town on it. The back
seat. I mean,
seat.
The vinyl's in pretty decent shape.
The back seat. Know. Oh, no, that's the fender.
Yeah, that's a fender there. Come on, man.
Jeez.
Have you guys read the post yet?
No.
Because I have a 1970 Opel Kadett L wagon for sale. It is a 4-speed, newer tires, fresh tune-up. It has a couple issues, but for the condition and rareness of the car, it is a steal at this price, and he's asking $1,200.
If you I would probably like pay $1,200 for that car. I'll be honest.
I'd put 20s on it.
Spinners, right?
Right now, it looks like it's running like 12s.
12s.
You know, Jeff, I didn't think you could outdo yourself. You know, picking a racing lawnmower, but you did with this Opel.
Jeff, you could haul the racing lawnmower in the Kadett. It's perfect.
Good idea.
Eric, you're a little bit more vintage than we are. What do you know about the Kadett? Because I'm not very familiar.
That was very diplomatic, Craig. You're more vintage than we are. Let me translate that for you, Eric. You're an old fucker.
Actually, I knew very little. The only Opel I knew of that vintage was the Opel GT.
Okay, and I still
although
know
I do
about.
Like the child corral on the roof there.
That's a crib.
Only in Florida.
If you kids don't be quiet, I'm not gonna just turn around. I'm gonna put you on the roof and tie you up.
Oh man, that's like a treat. You know?
That's like a
you
treat.
Guys be quiet. We'll put you on the roof.
That's for your chickens when you meet Merle Snaggins.
So is this front wheel drive or rear wheel drive?
I would assume it's rear, given how old it is, but
because that would be, you know, fun to kind of monkey around with.
Put a 350 under the hood.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd probably just twist the whole car with all that torque. Body's looks probably like made out of paper mache, and it's half.
Looks
rusted.
Like it's already been twisted in the back.
Yeah. It does. Just a shade there.
So, you know, to keep things moving here, you had a third pick that you snagged yourself.
I will save the best for last with this one.
All right. Now, this is a little nostalgia for you, isn't it? This is not some piece of junk you found.
Yeah, this isn't. Might not be special to anybody out there. Maybe Zach will like it. But yeah. 91 Jeep Comanche with the 4-liter, 5-speed, 4-wheel drive and the short wheelbase. $850.
That is a freaking steal, man. 4-wheel drive.
Now, hold on. The guy says it needs a headlight switch.
No big deal.
Steal one out of a Chevy Blazer.
Oh, they're right, the man. Same steering column, right?
The cool thing about Jeeps is they used Ford, GM, AMC, Renault. They used everything.
So, like, they got the cheapest, these were left over.
80s Jeeps were the horrors of all cars. You could get just about any part and make it work in that.
So, Jeff, my only question is, why don't you own this?
It's in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's in New Jersey, so you could probably have, like, Flintstone power with this thing.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Feet through the floorboard.
Assuming it has a floorboard left.
But, I mean, you know, $850, you could offer the guy $700, you know, come on.
Well, that'll give you enough money to trailer it home, sort of.
trailer's for pansies. You drive that thing.
We're not all lumberjacks like you, Zach, driving your Lincoln cross country.
The only thing about this post, if it really ran great, why did he take a picture of it when it's like parked
into
in
a shrub?
Well, that's where it ended up after his DUI.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it'd be one thing if he took this thing and put it up on a big dirt hill or a big snow mound or something like that, but just off the ditch in his own driveway. It looks like he came home a little bombed one night.
Still got the empty bottle of gin on the floorboard. Assuming it has a floorboard.
Oh, if he's from Freehold, he's drinking Bud Light. Are you talking? What are you kidding?
I don't know. I've never been in one of these trucks before, and I don't really care to. But tell us, why is this nostalgic for you, Jeff?
I used to have a 92 Comanche.
Oh, okay.
And these things were the Comanches were very good as work vehicles. That's why if you see one today, it's been ragged out.
Mm-hmm.
It's within an inch of its life. But mine was beautiful.
Pristine.
She was pure and rare.
Something I would never call a Jeep Comanche pure.
It was.
You just got finished calling this truck the whore of the automotive.
Yes, it did.
True.
Purest whore there is.
The purest whore you ever did see.
Oh, we should make a pirate song out of that.
Yeah,
but now, it was the uniqueness, because it was a Jeep Cherokee cut in half and made into a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And pickups are just so much more functional than your standard SUV.
Yeah.
Eric, being that you have more life experience than us, the three of us combined, do you have any stories about the Comanche?
Actually, the Comanche is a truck that I've always liked. And wanted. My only issue is that I need an extended cab vehicle, and
that's why your Ranger isn't, right?
Well, my Ranger's, because I paid just about this amount of money for my Ranger when the wheel bearing, or not the wheel bearings, what went out? Something went out on my Pathfinder, where if I went over 40 miles an hour, the front wheels sort of started flapping around. So
That's bad.
So I needed something in a hurry, and that's the cash that I had in my bank account to buy something like the next day. So that's why I have the Ranger. And the reason I need an extended cab is I have an English Mastiff, and she doesn't exactly fit in smaller vehicles. In fact, she doesn't really. If she were to sit in my Ranger with her butt against the passenger side door, her head is in my lap, and I can't really shift.
Hey,
it's a stick shift car.
That's a bonus, isn't it?
You know, that's a horse, right? Somebody just told you that's a dog.
I got bit by a Mastiff once.
Really?
All right, yeah. Moving right along. Next topic.
My favorite part about this Comanche is the purple window tint in the back. That's always a sign of class right there.
Well, you know, you can almost make out the three wolves howling at the moon that they had painted on the bedside. There's a little white primer over it now, a skim coat of a whitewash, but it's there.
That guy had three wolves howling at a moon. I would absolutely drive to New Jersey and buy this truck. Like, sure, I need to shake your
hand
and buy your truck.
In fact, I won't even pay you $850. I'll give you $1,000 for it.
And your T-shirt.
Because you are badass. All right, moving from Comanches to Alphas. Eric, what's your first pick here?
My first pick, as I go back to where I'm supposed to be, is a 1973 Alfa Romeo GTV 2000.
Which could not be any hotter. Just going to say.
when everyone thinks alphas of the 70s and the 80s, they think of the Spider, right? Because mm-hmm. the Graduate and all that. And it's a fine car, and I certainly really – and I actually do want one of those cars someday just to have it. But for those who are true alphatisti or whatever the proper term is for it and who are into autocrossing and racing and just being enthusiasts, mm-hmm. this is the car to have. It is a 2-liter four-cylinder motor that is just lovely, absolutely lovely, handles like a freaking go-kart and has Italian styling.
From
Ukiah, California. They went just under $17,000, 55,000 original miles. He's going to put dual Webers on it. I guess he could have fuel. It had fuel injection from the factory, but it also has air conditioning too. But mm-hmm. It's in yellow too, which is cool. Just the fact that it's not red, which is always kind of a cool thing to find a
mustard colored car.
Yeah, it's hot. There's actually ones that are the green one. There's a green ones because they were raced by an Irish team way back in the day, and the green ones were really cool too because they were an Irish green color. But that was just one of those cars that's I'd love to have. And yes, that's a lot of money for that car. But
how big of a car is it? Looks fairly.
It's small.
Focus size, like C segment sized, or
some BC. Zach, okay. Wouldn't you say it's like a little smaller than a Focus, maybe?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing just, Craigslist pictures are always really deceiving, but this one just looks absolutely freaking cherry. You know, it's got the inset fog lights, the correct amber color and all that business. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super hot.
Yeah, cool. I'm not going to deride your choice, but what's your next one?
Unlike my choices, yes. You have no problem deriding my choices.
My next choice is we're going to actually stay in Italy.
Olay.
Actually, we're staying in Italy for most of these pictures, and actually, it's not the one that I put the link for in the chat.
Why no speak English?
Yes, sir. Ben.
So this is not a real one; it's a replica, but this is a replica of a Fiat Abarth 850.
Gesundheit.
Exactly, and Fiat Abarths back in the day were known for being pretty funky, and in this one, the way the exhaust was set up, you couldn't close the cover of the engine, which was it's a rear engine car, and you couldn't close it, so it ended up just being like an airfoil back there, right? Exactly. And this thing's got all kinds of body kit and stuff on it, and again, way too expensive. But the cool thing about this is, even though it's got a pretty wacky paint job, and I don't know, Ben, did you put the link in the? No, you didn't. I'll put it in the chat room for everyone to see. It's got a funky paint job, but the coolest thing is that
burgundy and yellow,
which with checkerboard on it too,
on the roof, yeah.
And you would never, ever, ever see yourself driving up and down the road in this. You would be unique, and that is a key thing in having a cool car. Is no one else can have anything like you, and that would be unique.
Yes, it would definitely very unique. And it says the guy's had it in storage for 20 years.
Plus, how awesome would it be to show up at a track, you know? Or an autocross event in one of these things, you'd be an absolute hero.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute hero.
So you're keeping it small with this choice again, just like the Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
But the price tag is not so
you
small.
You have to pay for exclusivity.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be ahead of the curve because 18 months or 24 months from now, when Fiat brings the new 500 in, and they're going to have the Abarth. They have confirmed that. Oh, look how cool this Abarth is! Yeah, you didn't know what Abarth was. See, I knew what Abarth. See, because mm-hmm. that makes you uber cool and snobby mm-hmm. because you actually have an old school Abarth.
You're the original.
Exactly.
You're not a poser.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if you have this next car, you might be a poser.
Hold on. It actually says it has suicide doors too.
Oh yeah,
that makes it a good bit cooler in my book. But I
digress. Anything you can kill yourself with is automatically cool.
Absolutely. Just like a Spitfire.
Amen. You know, if we hadn't recorded three episodes tonight, I could have been working on
What do you mean? We
Spitfire.
Haven't recorded three episodes tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
This is Christmas. We came in on Christmas to record the show, Zach.
That's right. Happy holidays.
Your next choice, Eric.
My next choice is the greatest Ferrari ever produced.
Ever.
Ever.
Hands down.
Hands down.
I have to agree with this.
Enzo FXX.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Technology, technology. It's like you get electronics getting in the way of you driving. Mm-hmm. This car was so cool, Eric Clapton owned it. And
he's
Clapton
a,
and
who's that?
And Clapton is and as the saying goes, Clapton is God. So for those in the chat room, there you go. We are looking at a 1966 Ferrari 275 GTB. This is
that's a pretty nice looking car.
The most beautiful Ferrari. Proper V12 four cam motor, five speed transaxle. It just that is
matching no, numbers.
I look at this car and I don't even see myself like beating it in anger. Like most cars, I'm like I could use that on the track. This car I look at and I'm like, you know, this would be perfect just on a flawless fall day up on the parkway, the Blue Ridge Parkway, just cruising along.
I'm a bit jealous of not only because this guy has this car, but where he lives, Burlingame. Which is out in California, south of San Francisco, and it's down Silicon Valley area, and there's some great roads, 35, 9, and a couple other ones that I've ridden on a motorcycle, and there's not a lot of traffic. It's two lanes, and it makes the Dragon look like you know whatever
amateur hour.
Yeah, it's you know no cops. Which is key.
Yeah.
And this car would be perfect for one of those drives. Again, you know, like Zach says, you don't have to go drive at 10 tenths. You could go drive at 7 tenths and just, you know, roll down the windows and listen
Piss
to the song.
With
yeah.
Glee.
Yeah.
I mean, that's now, like, the guy, obviously, this is a rare car.
Yes.
It's a Ferrari. It's very expensive. It has matching numbers. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The guy didn't list a price. How much do you estimate this might run for if someone were interested in purchasing
Good
one?
God.
Six figures easily?
Oh, yeah. This is...
A million?
No.
Not quite that high. All right.
Somewhere between $375,000 and $500,000, if I had to guess.
That'd be my guess, I'd say.
That's up there.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of money.
That's many times more than my mortgage, I'll be honest with you.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The price of this car wouldn't buy you a one-bedroom condo in Silicon Valley.
So I guess it's true. Not that expensive.
So, yeah, it's all relative.
All relative, that's right.
Everything out there is
And the reason I know that is I have a friend who lives in Mountain View, and he is currently shopping for a condo. And anything that's worth living in starts at about $500,000.
God damn.
How much more money do Californians make?
He makes about $1.45.
Okay, well, that's
that'll
do
it. Fathom, you know?
He's not a journalist then, is he?
No.
That's right.
No, no, no.
Definitely not an automotive journalist.
Yes. No.
All right. So what's your last choice on the list here?
My last choice is pulls upon from my childhood because...
It's not your uncle, is it?
No.
Taking you in his van.
No. See, I grew up in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
And South Bend, Indiana is the home of Studebaker Automobiles. So I always have a soft spot in my heart for Studebakers. And maybe the obvious one when you say Studebaker to go for is the Avanti. And, of course, the Avanti is a beautiful Raymond Loewy car. But before Raymond Loewy designed the Avanti, he designed the Silverhawk. Originally in 53, which is a very cool thing, but it evolved over time. And I kind of like the 57, 58, 59s. This happened to find a 58. And I like it because not only the front end, but also has the tail fins, some really cool body lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to find...
it's a little reminiscent of a Cadillac from the back, slightly. Maybe quasi-Cadillac Thunderbird a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of that. So yeah. This happens to be a 58 Studebaker Silverhawk that's in Oklahoma. And it has the 289 V8, which was the good V8, although it's the lower horsepower.
It's not a Ford V8.
Studebaker and Ford had the same size.
Yeah.
You could get this with a supercharger in a couple years later with the Paxton... McCullough slash Paxton supercharger, not in that year though. There were two different versions horsepower. This is the lower one, 225, and I believe I'm not sure if this is an automatic or a three on the tree. I can't quite tell.
Yeah, he didn't list it in the post.
And it's you don't see a floor shifter on it, so I know it's not the four speed model because the four speed model would have a floor shifter and it's a bench seat front too. So,
mm-hmm.
But lots of
makeout room there for
exactly.
Those kids in the 50s.
Ow, ow.
But it looks to be in really good shape, And, I'm not my choice of color, or I'm not big on the wide white walls on it, but yeah. Who cares? It looks to be a very clean.
You don't dig on the red and white two-tone there? I think it's pretty hot. It's good looking.
Yeah. Not my favorite color combination, but it looks good on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So those were my choices.
All right, cool. Well, Ben, let's move on to your choices then.
Oh, wait.
Does Ben have choices?
Of course he doesn't have choices.
Womp, womp, womp.
He's busy switching the show. So we will move on to my first choice then. I figured I would try to nauseate everybody.
Oh, my God.
So I listed what I found. It's in lovely Madison Heights, Michigan. It's a 2000 Daewoo Nabara wagon.
Excuse me?
It's a 2000.
And yet you had the gall to mock my Brett. That's all I have to say to you.
It's a 2000 Daewoo Nabara wagon. Spelled that wrong, but judge.
Is this the Korean equivalent of a Dacia Sandero?
It's the Korean equivalent. It's the automotive equivalent of a disposable camera.
Okay.
You use it a couple times and you throw it away. So, yes, if you're in lovely Madison Heights, Wisconsin, there is a charming white Daewoo Nabara wagon.
Wisconsin?
I'm going to go ahead and assume Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, Detroit. You had said Wisconsin. I just was trying to make sure.
Did I? I didn't say Wisconsin.
For the listening audience. Yes, you did.
No.
Ben, please roll back that tape.
Madison Heights, Michigan. So, yes, it's a Daewoo Nabara CDX wagon. It's white. It looks absolutely cherry. 67,000 miles. Did I mention it's a wagon? Extra storage space for the kids. Great fuel economy. 67,000 miles and only $3,000 our best offer.
That is a ridiculous amount of money.
That's what I said. I'm like, I just saw Daewoo. I clicked on it. Oh, my God, $3,000 for that?
Who the hell would pay $3,000 for a car that has that many miles on it? That's a Daewoo.
Where do you get it fixed?
You don't.
You drive it into the ground, right?
That's right.
And Eric, you're awfully quiet on this. You just must be disgusted.
This is one of those things where I think the less said, the better.
Okay. And with that, I think I will move on to my second choice, which I will go ahead and paste right here into the chat. Now, this is not directly automotive related, but I found it on Craigslist. I laughed, and I think it's a good one. So what's happening here is a guy is selling his stockpile of drugstore items. So, for example, you can get a 4-pack of Nicorette gum, normally $60 each. He's selling them for $20 a piece. Let's see.
Wait,
what else?
Isn't Nicorette gum a controlled substance?
Hold on. Vaseline sheer infusion body lotion. Vitamin Burst, 6.8 ounces. Retails for $7.99. He's selling them for $2 a piece. $2. What else does he have here? Let's see.
I thought you would be into the Vaseline sheer body motion fluid.
Maybe. I haven't tried that particular brand, but maybe. What else does he have? Herbal essences, shampoo, and conditioner. Bunch of different varieties.
You know, I would almost be interested to contact this guy just to see what kind of vehicle he's driving. Because I'm sure he's driving like a 1970s Econoline, like E100 or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's like primer and rust.
Purina One cat food. Urinary tract health formula. Normally $8.99, yours $3.50. $3.50. It's yours. Take it
home. You're welcome.
So, you know, why am I doing? Why am I mentioning this on an auto themed show?
You're probably asking. Yes, Greg. Why are you? Why are you mentioning this?
Can I finish?
Okay.
Can I finish?
I don't know. Should we let him finish?
The reason I am bringing this up on an auto themed show is because the items are listed in Livonia, Michigan, which is where the Roundabout studios are located. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have to step out and get in my car to go talk to this guy. So we're going to have to wrap things up, Ben.
I was thinking it was you that was selling this shit.
No, no, no. I got to go find this guy. He's got some Lubriderm I want.
I bet he does.
So,
I bet he does.
And with that, I think we can conclude this show, Ben.
This is the Craig fail buzzer.
I'm trying to think outside the box here.
12 shows ago, where was that buzzer?
Well, you guys are no fun. You're like a cancer diagnosis, so thanks.
Wow.
Does Buddy have a prescription for that he could sell you out of the back of his
van? Probably does. Probably. He probably does. But all right, Zach, where can people find you?
You can find me all over the interwebs. You can check my stuff out at exhaustnote.com, blog.webridestv.com, and green-racer.com.
That's terrific. And Eric, you?
You can find me on my blog, grumblestrip.net, where you can read my latest car review of the CTS wagon. And you can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/rumblestrip.
Terrific. Thank you both for joining us this lovely evening, this Christmas evening. I'll let you guys get home now for Christmas dinner. I don't want to keep you from your families any longer than we already have. So hence the shorter episode today. But anyway, lastly, I'd like to thank our producer, Ben Sanders, for making this live broadcast and, of course, the edited podcast possible. Ben, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Remember, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, for more great content throughout the week, including links and show notes. And don't forget to swing by our Roundabout Emporium for great gifts like this gigantic hoodie right here. It's tent-sized.
I think that's just normal person-sized. And you're
I'm just
tiny.
So emaciated that.
Well, you know, poor Michelle was saying that you look like you're starving to death there. So, maybe you just need some good home cooking, Greg.
I need to stop throwing up. Thanks, Zach.
That was sad.
Yes, it was. So, yes, there's all kinds of great stuff on the website, from mugs and beer steins to shirts and even stickers. Ben's also working on getting some Roundabout thongs printed up for you. So if you're interested, go ahead and...
Hot.
He is. So if you want Roundabout near your genitals, you can go ahead and grab one of those. Or you can grab a hoodie like this.
Oh, crap.
Circus tent sized.
Michelle,
like I mentioned.
I'm sorry, before we go, Michelle is back online and she has made it to Salt Lake City.
Oh, well.
And she did give us a pick here for her Craigslist pick, except it wasn't on Craigslist. It happened to be an eBay in the UK.
Okay.
And what she has picked out is a 2008 Ford Kuga.
Kuga! The perfect vehicle.
Nyack.
For a Cougar.
Yes. Couldn't resist.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very good.
So yeah, swing by the Roundabout Emporium for great swag or whatnot. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticism, shoot us an email. Just look for, you know, the email link in the sidebar. Click on that, and it'll, like, send us a message or something. You can suggest story ideas if you feel like it. I know you guys are busy, but, you know, whatever. You can follow us on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/roundaboutshow. And, you know, like, find us on Facebook or something. We've got a fan page there. Thank you to Jeffrey Ross for creating that. And to make sure you don't have to work with asshole coworkers on a podcast, bring a handgun next time and shoot at them for snoring. I don't know if that was Ben or you, Zach. Train wreck yet again.
Who do you think that was? If you had to guess.
I would say Ben.
There you go.
Yes, mate, never.
Can't it just never gets old, you know? The more and more I hear that, I'm like, yeah, that's the best thing the show has ever produced right there.
At this rate, to make sure you miss every episode, unsubscribe to Roundabout in the iTunes Music Store or on the Zune Marketplace. Anyway, screw all of you guys out there listening. Don't join us again next week because we won't be back. Go F yourselves. Can we do another show about colostomy bags?
I think we should do the anal game as a segment.
No.
Are you afraid you'll have a move? It'll cause a movement?
So after hearing about Zach's picks, let's move on and hear what our good friend Jeff Ross had to say about Craigslist.
Not had.
Has.
Oh, Ben.
What does Jeff Ross have to say?
And what does Jeffrey Ross have to say? No. And with that, I can't read. And with that, let's hear what Jeff Ross has to say.
Jeff, why have you been so quiet all this time? No thoughts on the brat?
He's taking a shit. He's away from his computer.
Can you actually say that a little more, like, informal? Let's see what Jeff Ross has to say.
Let's see what Jeff Ross has to say.